Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our Saturday morning Sabbath worship.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始安息日早上的聚会。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 339.
我们站立唱诗339首。
339.
339首。
Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿从神来的平安跟喜乐临到弟兄姐妹。
First of all, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先感谢神，我能够在这里跟弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜这位活真真的真神。
I also praise and thank God that this morning most of my family are here also to worship the true and living God.
也感谢神我大多数的家人今天早上也跟大家在一起来敬拜神。
This morning I'd like to share with you a journey of faith.
今天早上我的题目就是这个信仰的旅程。
I think each and every one of us, we have our own story, how we come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想每一个人都有自己的见证，我们怎样子来相信主耶稣。
Because each and every one of us, we have our own journey of faith.
因为每一个人都有他自己信仰的旅程。
Let's turn the book of Philippians.
我们看腓立比书。
Chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to verse 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二节到十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to verse 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二节到第十四节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ has also laid hold of me. Verse 13.
第十三节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14.
14节。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we can see this is the journey of faith according to Paul.
根据保罗就是他这个信仰的旅程。
Because Paul himself also has his journey of faith.
因为保罗自己也有他信仰的路。
And at this point you say, I have not already attained, I'm already perfected.
保罗在这里讲说我不是说已经完全了。
But he said he continued to press on forward.
但是他乃是竭力的追求。
Because the reason he pressed on forward, because he wanted to lay hold on the things that our Lord Jesus Christ had put forth before him.
保罗竭力追求，因为他或者可以得到基督耶稣所以得着保罗的。
So because of this, he said he will forget the things that is behind.
所以保罗他说就是我要忘记背后。
So he can reach to the thing that is ahead.
那么可以这个得到上头来的那这个奖赏。
Because he pressed toward the goal for the prize of upward call of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
因为他要向前面的标杆之宝得到，只等到神从耶稣基督在上头所召的这个奖赏。
You know, when I read these verses,
当我读这段圣经的时候
I also thought about my own journey of faith.
我也想到我自己的信仰的旅程。
Even though Paul is said he tried to forget what is behind.
保罗他讲说他要忘记背后。
But he wanted to continue to reach forward.
然后要竭力的向前。
But for me, I always try to remember what was before, what my life was like before I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我常常记得，就是我还没有信主之前，我以前过的是怎样的生活。
Actually, the reason Paul said he have forget what is behind, this means he did not allow anything to hold him back from reaching the goal that he wanted to reach.
保罗他说他要忘记背后，因为他不要有任何过去的拦阻，阻挡他能够往前的。
You know, for me, when I think about my faith,
当我想到我自己的信仰
I can't help but to praise and thank God.
我这个不由自主的我就要来赞美神。
Because for me to stand here before you, it's really a blessing from God.
因为今天能够站在各位的面前的确是神很大的恩典。
Because my journey of faith really came through a great grace of God.
因为我的这个信仰的旅程完全是出于神极大的恩典。
I remember when I was a little boy.
我还记得我还是很小的时候。
And when I was a little boy, I grew up during a communist.
因为我小的时候在这共产的政权之下长大。
Because by the age of 7 years old, I have no more desire to live life.
到我七岁的时候事实上我没有生存下去的意志了。
Because during that time, life was very difficult.
因为当时候的生活生计是相当的艰苦。
Even at a young age, I saw many people killed before me.
在我这么小的年纪的时候，我看到很多的人在我眼前被杀。
And And many days, my family, I go without food.
那我的家人常常是经过好几天没有这个饭吃。
And even at a young age, I always thought, you know, does God exist?
所以我小的时候我在想说神到底是不是存在。
If God exists, why he cannot see the suffering that we're going through?
若是神有存在，他为什么看不见我们眼前的受苦的情况？
For being a young boy, this was my thought.
所以我是一个小孩子，这就是我的当时的思想。
And we know during the Khmer Rouge, there's many people were executed.
那么就是在当时候的这政权之下，很多人就被杀了。
And truly, life was full of suffering.
所以生活是很多的受苦。
But at the same time, we always heard that America is such a wonderful country.
同时我们听到在美国是何等美好的一个国家。
And during that time, my family, we want to come to America.
所以我们家人都一直想，渴望着有一天来到美国。
But before we go to America, we must go to Thailand first.
那么还没有到美国之前，首先要逃到泰国去。
So from Cambodia to Thailand, the journey takes about 4 to 7 days.
所以从柬埔寨要步行到泰国，一定要步行7天。
It depends on the route that you are taking or how many children you have.
就说决定你到底是走哪一条路，你带着多少个孩子。
And this morning as I speak to my mother,
今天早上我跟我的母亲对话,
it really brings tears to my eyes.
我当时真的是听了会掉眼泪。
Because I cannot forget how much they love us.
因为我没有办法忘记他们多爱我们是多深。
And how they risk their lives to bring us to America.
他们冒自己生命的危险把我们终于带到美国。
So when I think about this,
所以当我想着这些,
because our journey from Cambodia to Thailand was not easy.
因为从这个柬埔寨要逃难到泰国, 这条路程是很难的。
Because I remember for that 4 or 5 days, actually we have no food and no water to drink.
我记得我们走四五天是没有水喝，也没有饭吃。
But my parents always managed to find something for us to eat and drink.
但是我们的父母亲在沿途上总是尽力的找些东西让我们可以吃可以喝的。
Even though they themselves did not eat anything or drink anything.
但是他们自己没有喝什么也没有吃什么。
So praise and thank God by the grace of God.
那么感谢神，出于神的恩典。
We all arrived to Thailand safely.
我们都这个顺利的到这个泰国的难民营去。
Yes, even though Thailand is a safer country than Cambodia during that time.
虽然说在这个柬埔寨当时候，泰国还是一个自由的国家。
But still a lot of suffering.
但是泰国本身也很多受苦。
Because all the Cambodian people must live in a refugee camp.
因为这个所有柬埔寨的人都要躲到这个难民营去。
I remember that time they only allow us to go out once a week out of their camp.
那当时候他们一个礼拜只有准许我们一次走出这个难民营之外。
But during that time, we always heard about America.
但是我们那段时间总是听到美国的消息。
That America, the street was paved with gold.
听到说美国呢，这个路上都是黄金。
That America, everything is so beautiful.
在美国是各样事情都是何等美好。
And everyone, including us, we want to come to America.
所以每一个人，包括我们在内，都是渴望有一天来到美国。
But during that time, we already waited for 2 years.
但是呢，我们一等就等了2年了。
And this for these 2 years. We still did not get sponsored to come to America.
2年之久，我们还没有得到有任何人可以收容我们，就帮我们担保来到美国的。
And I remember during that time, my dad he wanted to go back to Cambodia.
那段时间，甚至我的父亲他又想回到柬埔寨去。
And I remember my older sister, my brother, and I we cried bitterly.
那个时候呢，我的哥哥、我的姐姐，他们就很痛哭了。
Because we do not want to go back to Cambodia.
因为我们真的是不想回到柬埔寨去。
Because to us, Cambodia was full of suffering.
因为对我们来讲，柬埔寨是蛮受苦的地方。
My praise and thank God.
但是很感谢神。
God's grace was upon us.
因为神的恩典临到我们。
Then we got sponsored and came to America.
结果呢，就有这个美国人，就是他们可以。可以给我们这个推荐，然后让我们家就能够移民来到美国。
And we came to Boston, Massachusetts.
结果我们就来到美国的这个波士顿。
And my family, I live in Revere, Massachusetts.
那我跟我的家人就住在这个马萨诸塞州。
Even though I live in America at that time,
虽然说当时候我人住在美国,
my heart still feels so empty.
但是我的心还是很空虚。
Because I'm saying, why we in America that I still feel sad and feel sorrowful?
那我就想说，我人在美国了，但是我心为什么还是很痛苦？
And I remember during that time.
我记得那时候。
Actually, my family and my family, we are very close.
我们的家人都住在很近的地方。
I remember there's 7 of us.
我们记得有7个人。
Actually, there's seven of us. Let me see, my four sisters and two. No, there's eight of us, include my parents. Sorry, eight of us.
是八个人，就是我的兄弟姐妹，包括的双亲在内。
And I remember we only stay in a one-bedroom apartment.
我们记得当时是住在一个房间的一个公寓里面。
And every one of us, we were so joyful.
但是每一个人都是很喜乐。
All of us sleep, you know, in the living room.
大家都住在这个大房的客厅里面。
And that time we had nothing.
但是当时是一无所有。
Even though we had nothing, but we had everything.
虽然说我们是空无所有，但是我们是拥有了一切。
Why? Because during that time we had one another.
因为什么呢？ 因为当时我们拥有彼此拥有大家自己。
And this very joyful moment.
所以呢，这也是一个很欢乐的时刻。
I remember most of the night, my brother and I used to stay up and you know make noodles, like instant noodles to eat.
我记得每个晚上，我跟我的哥哥，我们会起来煮一下当时的这个面。
And during that time, my brother and I used to love to listen to the radio station.
那我跟我的兄弟呢，很喜欢听当时的这个收音机的节目。And
during that time, we want to record many songs.
那我们也录下了很多的音乐节目。
So when we recorded many songs.
我们就录下很多的音乐节目。
But the problem is in the daytime, you cannot record too many songs. Why? Because there's so many commercial in that on a radio station.
我们记得白天的时候，你没有办法录下很多的音乐，因为有太多广告。
So we used to stay up late at night.
所以呢，我们就晚上很晚才睡。
Because late at night is less advertisement.
因为晚上时间就比较少广告。
So you stay up and record the songs together.
所以呢，我们就待得很晚，我们就录下很多的音乐。
When I think about this, I really can picture very clear how joyful we were.
当我回想这些往事的时候，我们就记得是非常的喜乐。
And my brother and I, we used to get up early in the morning on garbage night.
那么在我们这个倒垃圾那个早上，我跟着我的哥哥就很早要起来。
So garbage day is on Tuesday morning, so we would get up on Monday, we would stay up late Monday night to go around to see if we can find anything.
因为礼拜二早上是收垃圾的时候，所以礼拜一晚上我们就起来，那么到各处找，到底可以收拾的一些东西。
So I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
My brother and I, we found this television.
我跟我的哥哥呢，就找到一个人家丢掉的一个电视机。
We do not know this TV works or not.
我们不知道这个人丢掉电视机是不是还可以用。
But we were very far from our house.
但是呢，我们离开自己的家很远。
So for us to bring this TV to the house would be very difficult.
要把这个找到的这个电视机搬回自己的家就很难了。
Because this old TV, they are so heavy.
因为当时候这个旧的电视机很重。
So my brother and I managed to carry the TV all the way home.
所以我哥哥跟我呢，我们想办法把这个找到的这个电视机就搬回家去。
So I remember when we plugged in the television.
我们还记得我们把这个电插上的时候。
There's only snowy, right? There's nothing on.
只有看到这个荧幕像血这样子，而找不到任何的这个。
And then one night we find out.
但有一天我们发现了。
If we turn on the TV late at night.
都是晚上很晚的时候，我们再把电视机打开。
Then we can see a little picture.
那我们就可以看到一些画面。
Even though it's very snowy, but we still can see some kind of image in there.
虽然说还是有很雪白，但是至少我们可以看到一些节目。
And I remember many nights we stay up late together eating instant noodles and watch this TV that we hardly can see.
所以呢，我记得很多晚上，我们吃的这个生力面，泡的生力面，然后看得很难得，能够看得很清楚的一眼的这个电视机。
But we were very joyful.
但是呢，我们心里都很喜乐。
Why? Because we as a family be able to be together.
但是因为我们一家人能够住在一起。
I remember one time when I saw a man dressed in a suit.
记得有一次有一个人穿着这个西装。
And I say to my mother.
我就跟我的妈说。
I say, Mother, when I grow up, I want to wear the same clothes that they wear.
我跟我妈说，我长大之后呢，我要像这个人能够穿一套西装。
And my mother, she looked at me and was very sad.
我妈看着我，但是呢，表情是很悲伤。
Why? Because for her, she thought we would never be able to afford this kind of clothing.
Yeah, 因为对她来讲，她总是买不起这样子一套这好的这个衣服。
So she looked at me.
所以她看着我。
And she said to me.
她跟我讲。
She says, son, when you get old, if you work hard, you can buy the same kind of clothing.
啊, 他说, 儿子啊, 你长大, 你努力工作, 啊, 你就可以买上, 啊, 这样一套好的西装。
Because during that time, we were very, very poor.
啊, 因为当时候我们的确是非常的穷苦。
And I remember when I used to go to school, I used to wear like women's shoes.
啊, 我记得我到学校去, 啊, 我总是穿一个像这个女人的鞋子。
And I used to wear the same pants for months and months.
啊, 那么成年的夜, 我穿的是同一套裤子。
And I remember one time I built a safe money, I think about $6.
啊, 我记得有一次我能够存下6块钱。
And I went to the store and tried to get a new pair of pants.
啊, 我到这个杂货店想买一对这个新的这裤子。
And I found a pair of pants for like $6.
啊, 我就找了6块钱的一条裤子。
And at that time, I want to wear it to school.
啊, 那我就穿这条裤子到学校去。
But I was so embarrassed.
啊, 但是呢, 我非常的不好意思。
Why? Because I wear the same pants all the time. Now if I put new pairs of pants, people will notice in school.
啊, 因为我过去都是穿同一条裤子。 那么现在穿一条新的裤子,
so I, finally built have the courage to put this pair of pants on.
啊, 但是最后我有勇气穿上这条新的裤子。
And I was very proud to wear these pants to school.
啊, 那我到学校去, 我非常骄傲。
And I remember when I used to walk on the street.
那我记得我在街上走。
And then when I look up on the electrical wires, right?
啊, 那我就看这个电线杆。
I don't know if you remember, people always throw their shoes up there, right? Like, you know, they throw their shoes up on the electrical wire.
啊, 因为有时候人会把鞋子呢, 就丢, 啊, 然后就悬挂在这个电线杆上。
For me, I always look up on those shoes. I really want those pair of shoes up on the wire.
啊, 因为我常常看电线杆上有没有这个鞋子, 啊, 因为我想至少能够得到一双鞋子。
Of course, there's no way to get those shoes.
啊, 当然你是没有办法把这种鞋子拿下来的。
But those shoes make me look up for many, many years.
啊, 但是呢, 我看, 一直在找这样的鞋子, 找了很多年。
And during that time, I remember.
啊, 所以那个时候我记得,
I know my parents love us very much.
啊, 我知道我们的父母亲非常爱我。
Even though we had nothing.
啊, 虽然说我们一无所有。
But their love, for us bring us together.
啊, 但是因为他们对我们的爱, 啊, 照顾我们都, 啊, 能够在一起。
And sometimes I wish we went go back to the old time.
啊, 那么有时候我们想到过去的, 一切,
when we had nothing,
啊, 当我们一无所有,
but we had one another.
啊, 但是我们彼此拥有自己,
now it seems that we have everything, but 啊, we have nothing.
但是现在我们拥有一切, 但是好像我们又没有一无所有。
Because it doesn't seem that our family is as close as before.
啊, 因为我们觉得我们的家人不是像以前这样子的, 啊, 这个, 啊, 紧紧地记在一起。
That's why for me, I really praise and thank God.
啊, 所以对我来讲, 我很感谢神。
It's really God's blessing for me to see my family here.
啊, 那么这一次能够看到我的家人, 啊, 同济在一堂, 啊, 是一个很大的祝福。
And since I became a pastor,
啊, 那我既然当了传道人,
last night was the first night that they heard me speak.
啊, 那么昨天晚上是我的家人第一次听到我证道。
And this morning is the second morning they heard me speak.
啊, 今天早上是第二次听到我证道。
So I really praise and thank God.
啊, 所以我很感谢神。
But I remember when I was young.
啊, 那我记得我还小的时候,
I was in fifth grade.
啊, 我在这五年级,
and I was supposed to go to a field trip to the Museum of Science.
啊, 那个时候呢, 我们学校组团, 啊, 要去看科学的博物馆。
But my parents had no money to give me. It's $5 to the field trip.
啊, 但是呢, 要去这个科学博物馆要5块钱, 我父母亲没有钱给我。
So I could not go to, go to school that day.
所以那一天呢, 我就不能上学了。
Because if I go to school and all the kids go to field trip, I didn't have enough money to go, I would feel very embarrassed.
啊, 因为我都是上学, 那么所有的, 啊, 这个学童, 啊, 都要到科学博物馆, 但是我没有钱, 我就去不了。
And that day I hooked school.
啊, 所以那一天呢, 我就没有到学校去。
Then I went to the store.
啊, 我到这个店里头去。
Actually, I went to the shopping mall with one of my Spanish friends.
啊, 我就跟我一个西班牙的朋友, 啊, 到这个, 啊, 购物中心去。
Then on my way back,
那我回来的时候,
and I saw this supermarket.
啊, 我就看到一个超级市场。
And during the time they were throwing pumpkins away.
啊, 那个时候呢, 超级市场把很多的这个, 啊, 那个南瓜, 啊, 要送给客人。
And for me, I was wondering why they throwing pumpkins away.
啊, 我在想说为什么他们白白的送着南瓜。
Because the time Halloween was already over.
啊, 因为当时万圣节已经过了。
So whatever pumpkins left over, they just throw it away.
啊, 所以呢, 这个很多的南瓜, 啊, 没有人买, 他们就丢了。
So during that time,
所以那个时候,
I asked one of the people who thrown the pumpkins away.
啊, 我, 啊, 问那个, 啊, 店人, 啊, 店里的人, 要把这个南瓜丢的人。
I asked him, do you need help?
啊, 我说, 你需不需要帮忙?
And they said, sure, why not?
啊, 他说, 可以啊。
So during that time, my friend and I were helping them to throw the pumpkins away.
所以我跟我的朋友就帮他们丢那这剩下的这个南瓜.
Then I asked them, "Do you guys need, you know, do you have a, can you hire me to, you know, to do things?"
然后我就问那个店员说，你们是不是可以雇我来帮你这个做这些事?
I think back then I was only 11 or 12 years old.
那个时候我大概11、12岁.
Because, and then one of the guys said, "Let me talk to the boss."
那么一个店员就跟我讲说，那我跟我的老板谈一谈.
So that was my adopted father.
那个就是后来收养我的这个养父.
So one of the workers went and talked to my adopted father and see if he want to hire me to work.
所以一个店员就跟这个老板，就是后来成为我这养父的老板。 问到说他是不是要雇像我们这样的小孩子
So during that time, you know, when my adopted dad looked at me, he feels sorry for me.
当时候这个老板就是我以后的养父看着我 他觉得我非常可怜
And then he said to me, "Oh yeah, just come back every day after school."
他就跟我讲说你每天放学之后就来这边工作吧
And just take the garbage out.
然后把我倒这个垃圾
So from that day on, I came after school every single day.
从那时候开始每天下课我就到那个店里头
So I just take all the boxes and stuff like that and throw it in a dumpster.
所以呢，我就把这剩下的那些箱子丢到这个垃圾桶.
And he used to give me $5 a day.
他就给我一天5块钱.
Back then was a lot of money for a young boy.
对我来讲，11岁的孩童，那个时候5块钱是很多了.
And I remember that time actually they liked me a lot. The owner, which is my adopted parents, right? They liked me a lot.
那么这个老板就是后来我的养父 他非常的疼爱我.
They thought I was cute.
他想说我很可爱.
And that's why my wife always keep telling me that, you know, Voody, you always go through life. You be able to get through life because of my smile, right?
所以我的太太常常提到说，我能够过活下去 就是人家看到我这个微笑.
So when my adopted parents saw me, they thought I was so cute.
所以我当时这个养父看着我就觉得说我很可爱.
So one day we went to their house for a party.
那有一天呢，我被邀请到他家里头去参加一个宴席.
They asked me, "Do you want to stay with us?"
那他问我说，你是不是要留下来跟我们在一起？
Then I remember I called my parents.
我记得我就打电话问我的父母亲.
And I asked him, "Can I stay with this American family?"
问他们说，我是不是可以留下来在这个家人跟这个美国的家庭人住在一起？
And my parents said, "Yeah, fine, you can stay with them."
那我父母亲说可以的, 你可以这样做。
And sometimes people ask me, "Really, your parents just give you up just like that?"
所以人家问我说, 那你的这个生, 这个生的父母亲, 生你的父母亲就这样子把你放弃吗?
But for me, when I thought about this,
但是对我来讲, 我想这些事,
see, my parents never gave me up.
生我的父母亲, the reason, 从来没有放弃过,
the reason they allowed me to stay with that American family.
那他们让我能够 跟这美国的这个收养家庭住在一起的原因
Because they knew that I would have a better life.
因为他们知道我这样子的话会有更好的将来
They knew that I will have a better opportunity.
他们知道我会有将来更好的机会
As their son, I'm sure they did not want to let me go.
我是做他们孩子 当然他们不要轻易的就放弃我走
But because their love for me
但是因为他们对我的爱
They want to give me a better life.
他们希望给我一个更好的将来
That's why they allow me to stay there.
所以他们就愿意让我留下来
Until this day, sometimes I feel very guilty.
直到今天有时候还是有点罪恶感
Especially when I see my brother and sister going through a lot of suffering.
尤其当我看到我的兄弟姐妹他们也经过很多的这个很苦的生活.
Because my life is full of blessing.
因为相对之下我生活是充满了这个祝福.
And I did not have to go through the suffering that I have to go through.
我不需要跟他们一样的受这些苦.
And sometimes I feel guilty why I'm the only one.
那有时候我也想说为什么 我是独一跟他们不同的
Why not my other brothers and sisters?
为什么我的兄弟姐妹也不能像我这样子有这个好的生活呢?
But now at the age of 39
现在我是39岁了
I know there's a reason why
我知道有一个原因
And that reason is for me to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ
那个原因呢就是让我能够来认识耶稣基督
So at age 11 or 12 I was adopted by American family
所以我在11、12岁的时候 就给美国的这个养父 收养了
Even though that time, my adopted parents, they are very wealthy.
虽然说我的养父, 他们是很富有的家庭,
then I still feel very, very empty inside my heart.
但是呢, 就是被他们收养, 我心里头还是很虚空。
I remember the time we moved to Marblehead, Massachusetts, which is one of the richest towns in Massachusetts.
那我们当时候, 在这个麻州所住的那个 Marblehead的地方,
we live on a pretty much a mansion, right, on a hill.
我们是住在这个山上的一个大的别墅。
And I had my own room.
我有自己的房间。
I had my own master bathroom.
我有自己的这个卧室。
Just like I shared with you before, I can wear different clothes every day for the whole year without wearing the same one.
那么从那时候开始, 每一天我就穿不同的衣服。
And in high school, I was very popular.
那我在这个中学时代, 我非常的有名。
I did well academically.
这个在学校的成绩我很好。
And every sport I play, I excel in it.
参加每样运动, 我都是非常超前。
Every week that you know, my name was in the newspaper.
那每个礼拜, 我的名字都刊在这个报纸上。
And any sports I play, people used to yell my name and go crazy.
那我在这个球赛的时候, 人都叫着我的名字, 叫着他们像疯起来。
That's why during the prom, I became the prom king.
所以呢在毕业的时候, 我就是毕业生, 里面, 就当是, 好像是当一个王子的一样。
Even though I had all of that.
虽然我拥有这一切,
even at the age of 15 years old,
在我15岁的时候,
my dad, you know, my adopted father just go out and bought me a brand new car.
那我的养父, 就帮我买一, 一部这个, 这个全新的这个车。
And I never had $500 less in my pocket when I was that age.
在15岁的时候, 我的口袋没有少过500块钱零用钱。
And they even bought me a condo right on the beach.
他们还为我在这个海边买的一栋房子。
It seemed like I had everything.
好像是我拥有一切。
But inside my heart, I still feel so empty.
但是我内心的深处还是很虚空。
So that's why when I go to look for different colleges,
所以呢，当我在找不同的这个大学的时候，
when I see all the people, you know, drinking and dancing stuff in college, I just felt like, wow, I want to live this kind of life.
当我看到是大学生过这个吃喝玩乐的生活，我也想跟他们过一样的生活方式。
Because they seem so joyful.
好像他们表面上看起来是很高兴很喜乐。
Drinking, dancing, and all that kind of stuff.
他们吃喝玩乐跳舞派对，好像是很喜乐。
So sure enough, after my first year of college,
所以我读的第一年大学之后，
my GPA was 1.67.
我的总成绩, 就是不及格, 就是 1.67.
Because the first year all I did was dancing and drinking.
因为大学第一年, 我就是吃喝玩乐跳舞, 派对。
And many times when I go to class, I go to class drunk.
那每次我去上课的时候呢, 我都是喝醉酒。
I don't think my siblings know this, right? I never share with them.
我不相信我的兄弟姐妹知道这些, 因为我从来没有告诉他们我的秘密。
Because they always think that, oh, my older brother Woody is perfect.
因为我的这个兄弟姐妹所认为说， 他们的哥哥 Woody 是, 非常完全的一个, 优秀的年轻人。
But they have no idea how many times I get drunk and go to class and cause problems.
但是他们不知道多少时候我去上课的时候是醉酒，而且这个惹了很多麻烦。
Because during that time I just felt so empty inside my heart.
因为那时候我的内心, 是觉得很虚空。
So by sophomore year,
到二年级的时候,
I was the youngest vice president in the international fraternity.
就是在这个国际学生当中，我是当副主席的。
If you Google my name is still under Tau Kappa Epsilon.
你用 Google 去, 找我的名字, 我名字还在上面。
And you can still see my title Epipretness, right? I mean vice president of the fraternity.
你还可以看见我当时是学生联谊会的这个副主席。
But even though, you know, pretty much in college, I also had everything.
那么在大学时代我是拥有这物质上拥有一切。
But I still feel so empty inside my heart.
但是我内心深处还是很虚空。
So during time I say I must seek for something.
所以我对我自己说我一定要找到一些东西。
Yes, even though my heart is small.
虽然我的心很小。
But nothing in this world can fulfill it.
但是没有一样, 世界上的东西可以充满我的心的。
So during time I gird up myself.
所以那个时候呢, 我就把自己这, 装饰起来。
And seek for God.
开始来寻找神。
So I studied many different Eastern religions.
我查考了很多东方的宗教。
Like Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism. So I studied all those things to try to find the meaning of life.
像佛教, 道教, 这个孔子, 的, 学说等等。 要找可以行, 充实我内心的虚空。
I could not find anything.
但是我找不到答案。
And I just continue to feel empty.
那我继续的感觉虚空.
But thank God during that time I was doing better in my school.
但是感谢神那个时候我成绩改善了.
And I remember my senior year, I was the student of the year.
我记得我大学四年级的时候，我就是学生当中最优秀的.
Because from a 1.67, I think to like a 3.3 or something like that, which is a miracle.
所以我从不及格一年级1.67的平均分数到 3.3多，那个是很大的改变。
So during the time I graduated from college.
所以我就这样大学毕业了。
And I thought to myself.
我就自己想一想。
Yes, if I get if I get a good job and stuff like that, and then I'll be fine.
我就想说我找到好的工作那就好了。
And during that time, of course, I also date many different kind of women.
Right?
Because I tried to find the meaning of life. Maybe I feel that women can fulfill me. So I dated skinny girls.
所以我跟那个皮瘦的这个 女孩子这个交友
heavier girls
或者是这个胖一点的
not too heavy, but yes
就比较胖一点的
and rich girl poor girl
富有的贫穷的
and I even dated Miss Massachusetts
跟这个麻州的小姐也跟她交朋友
but no matter what I cannot find any kind of meanings in my life
但不管我是怎样的尝试还是找不到能够充实我心中的答案
even that time I met my wife Ha
那时候我遇到我现在的这个太太哈
And Ha and I were always very good friends from the beginning
那么从开始我们就是很好的朋友
And what I noticed about her that you know I always loved the way she is
那我所知道的我的太太呢就是我总是很喜欢当时候她的那个样子
Even now I love her the way she is
现在我也是爱她像她现在这个样子
Because her heart is always so big it's always amazed me
因为我知道他的心地是非常的广阔，让我觉得是很惊奇。
So I really praise and thank God.
那我很感谢神。
But even then, she cannot fulfill my heart.
那么就是这样子，他也没有办法充实我心里所需要。
Because my heart, it takes more than human being to fulfill.
因为我的心不是任何的人可以取代神的地位。
So during the time I went to grad school.
后来我就到这个研究所。
Then I graduated.
然后我毕业了。
Then I got a job.
然后我找了工作。
And my job was pretty good during that time.
那当时我找的工作也很好。
And I had a brand new car.
我有个新的车子。
See, my life, everything was fine.
对我生活一切都很好。
But I still feel so empty inside my heart.
但是我内心还是觉得虚空。
And during that time I was seeking for God.
那时候我是真的在寻找神。
And then during that time I was director of an agency.
当时候呢我就在一家这个 这个家庭辅导中心呢，我是当一个，就说这个指导员。
And as a director, I have, I you know, whatever I say goes.
那么，因为我是一个指导员，所以我决定什么就照我的意思做。
So the company that I work for is there's a main company in downtown Boston.
那我的公司呢，就是在这个波士顿城的城中区的地方。
Then there's a satellite company, satellite branches is in a. Is in you know Dorchester and also in Lynn.
那么在不同的地方 Dorchester 跟 Lynn 也有他们的附属的这公司所在.
And in Lynn, we mainly work with Cambodian people.
在 Lynn 的这个地方呢，就是都是跟柬埔寨的人工作.
And during that time, I was in charge of the agency.
所以那个时候呢，我就是主管这些工作单位.
So one time, my big boss called me.
那有一天呢，我的大老板跟我打电话.
Said Vudi, I have a person here want to do internship in your company, where you are.
他说这个 Vudi, 我有一个人要在 在你的公司呢来做一个实习工作
But I told him Dan she doesn't speak Cambodian
但是我跟他讲说 Dan 但是这个人他不讲这个柬埔寨话
And then she's a girl
那她又是一个女孩子
And then she's a small girl
她还是年轻
Because in Lynn where I usually work with all those kids actually a lot of gang kids and stuff like that
因为在Lynn这个地方呢这个家庭辅导中心我辅导的对象很多都是那个不良少年帮派的孩子
So this girl she's not even 5 feet tall
那么这个女孩子呢还没有到5尺高
And she's never been in this kind of environment before
她也没有在这个恶劣的环境之下工作
So I said to him No way we can accept her to do internship
所以我说呢我没有办法接受她来这边做实习工作
And then a couple of weeks later.
几个礼拜之后,
even though Dan, right, my boss, saying that, yeah, it's fine, that's okay, okay, you don't want her, that's fine.
我的大老板跟我讲说, 你若不要她, 那也没关系。
and a couple of weeks later.
几个礼拜之后,
then I saw her showing up to work.
啊, 我看见她又来我这地方工作了,
and I just asked her, who are you?
我说你是谁?
It's like, oh, I'm one of the interns, you know, that come here to do internship.
啊, 她说我就是这个公司的一个实习生来这边实习的。
For me, I was completely surprised.
那对我来讲是很惊奇。
Then I called my big boss up.
我就跟我的大老板打电话。
I said, Dan, why this girl is here?
啊, 我说为什么她来这里?
I cannot use her for anything.
我没有办法用她的。
She's just wasting her time here.
她只是浪费自己的时间。
And my boss said to me,
啊, 我的老板跟我讲,
He's like, oh, Woody, don't worry about it. Just let her intern there, you know, for a year. And so it's not a big deal.
啊, 跟他讲说, 他跟我讲说, 你不用担心, 就让她在这个地方实习一年。
Because he's my boss, I need to listen to him.
那因为他是我的老板,
and this person is TJC member.
但是这个女孩子呢,
and for her to come do internship at my agency, this is a great miracle.
啊, 让她能够到我的这个辅导中心, 啊, 来实习,
she speaks English and Mandarin.
啊, 因为她讲的是英文跟这个中文。
There's nobody in Lynn that speaks Mandarin.
啊, 在这个Lynn的地方没有人讲中文的。
There's no clients we work with and parents we work with that speak Mandarin.
也没有任何辅导的家庭的对象, 他们是讲中文的。
So speaking only English is useless to us.
那你要讲英文, 啊, 是没有用的。
But God put her there.
啊, 但是神就把她摆在这个地方,
for a purpose.
啊, 为着一个达到神的目的。
Why? To bring me to our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么? 就是带领我来归向主耶稣基督。
And during the time I practiced the Greek Orthodox.
啊, 那个时候呢, 我是在这个, 啊, 希腊正教的教会里头机会的。
But I really never find anything when I go to church.
啊, 但是我的教会还是找不到任何能够充实我的生命的东西。
So when I got baptized in the Greek Orthodox Church.
啊, 后来我也在这个希腊正教, 啊, 受洗了。
Then my mother gave me this Bible.
我的养母就给我一本圣经,
it's a big white Bible,
很大的一个白的圣经,
and I used to put on my desk,
啊, 把它放在我的办公桌上,
and so, one time we had supervision,
啊, 那有一,
me and the sister,
啊, 另外, 我跟另外一个姐妹呢, 我们就, 啊, 来看一看这个圣经,
so she looked on my desk,
啊, 她看一看我的这个, 书桌,
and she saw a Bible,
她看到一本圣经,
and she asked me,
她问我,
are you a Christian?
她说你是不是基督徒?
And at the time I said, I have no idea what I am.
啊, 我跟她讲说, 我不知道我是谁。
And then she invited me.
那她就邀请我,
why don't you come to Bible study?
啊, 来参加我们教会的查经吧。
And she asked me where I live.
她问我住在哪里。
At the time I live, next to downtown Boston.
啊, 我就是在靠近这个城中区的附近的地方。
They call Brighton.
啊, 就是Brighton这个地方。
And the Bible study is at MIT.
啊, 那么, 聚会的地方就是在麻省理工学院,
which only 5-10 minutes away.
啊, 只有5分钟到10分钟的, 行程。
So during that time, she asked me to go to Bible study.
啊, 所以那时候呢, 这个姐妹邀请我来参加,
and just happened during the time that Ha, she was studying in France.
啊, 那个时候呢, Ha 在这个华国, 留学。
And this is also God's blessing.
啊, 这也是神的恩典。
Because there's no way, if Ha was home with me, I would go to Bible study on a Friday night. There's no way.
啊, 因为若是他还在跟我在一起的话, 那礼拜晚上我是绝对没有可能去参加, 啊, 这个查经的。
Because she was in France.
啊, 因为但是他在华国。
So when she asked me to go to Bible study on Friday night,
啊, 所以这个姐妹邀请我礼拜五去参加查经的时候,
I really have nothing else better to do.
啊, 我没有更, 啊, 好的借口不去的。
So I went to Bible study.
啊, 所以我就去查经了。
I remember very clearly my first Bible study.
我还记得第一次我的查经的经验。
And the time when I walked into, to the room,
啊, 就是我走进这房间的时候,
and I see they're all sisters.
啊, 我看见全部都是姐妹。
And this sister, when I look at them, wow, they are very different than any women I saw before.
啊, 但是这些姐妹看起来跟我所看见以前, 啊, 的女人完全不一样。
They are very quiet and calm.
啊, 她们就是非常安静, 啊, 好像是非常的这个, 啊, 很有平安。
And they spoke very softly.
啊, 她们讲话也是很这个温柔小声。
Every time they talk, I always tell them, can you just talk loud? I cannot hear you.
啊, 所以我常常听他们发言, 我就要求说你们讲大声一点, 我才听得见。
And then time we had Bible study.
啊, 那个时候我们就这样查经。
And after Bible study,
那么查完经之后,
and they said, oh, now we're going to kneel down and pray.
啊, 说那我们现在要跪下来祷告了。
For me, yes, I, as a Christian, I prayed before.
啊, 当然作为一个基督徒, 我过去祷告过。
But this time when they kneel down and pray,
但是这一次大家跪下来祷告,
they pray in the spirit.
啊, 他们是在用灵里头的灵言祷告。
And for me, I was not afraid.
啊, 我听起来也不会害怕。
But I was just thinking, wow, what kind of crazy thing is this?
啊, 但是对我来讲说, 哎, 到底这是什么疯狂的事情?
So I opened my eyes,
啊, 我就张开眼,
to see what they're doing.
啊, 看他们在做什么。
When I see them, you know, they pray in the spirit, their bodies all shake and things like that, right?
啊, 那他们祷告, 用灵言祷告, 身体震动。
For me, I say, this is crazy.
啊, 那我想说这是很疯狂的事。
I say, I'm never ever come to buy this Bible study again.
那我心里都想, right. 那我以后就不来参加这样的查经了。
But I know the sister who asked me to come to Bible study, she's very persistent.
啊, 但是呢, 邀请我来参加查经这个姐妹,
I know,
啊, 她会当坚持下去。
I know next Friday she's going to ask me to come to Bible study again.
我知道下礼拜五晚上, 她还是要邀请我来参加。
So I had it all planned out.
啊, 所以呢, 我很多事情都计划好了。
Next Friday,
礼拜五晚上,
I get out of work at 5.
啊, 我下班5点。
And there's a movie playing at 6.
那么有一个电影6点钟开始上演。
And this movie is 3 hours.
啊, 这电影一演就3个小时。
So I will get out at 9 o'clock.
所以我9点钟从电影院出来。
9 o'clock Bible study would be over already.
啊, 到9点, 这个, 任何的查经已经是结束才对。
So during the time I went to the movie, by myself.
啊, 所以我自己去看这电影。
Then it started at 6.
那么开始, 演了6点。
I came out at 9 o'clock.
啊, 我从电影院出来9点。
As I came out, my phone rang.
啊, 我从电影院出来, 那我的电话响了。
And sure enough, it was the sister.
啊, 就是那一位姐妹。
She asked me, are you come to Bible study?
她问我说, 你是不是来参加查经?
And I told her, it's already 9 o'clock, Bible study is over.
那我说现在9点啊, 应该查经结束了吧。
She said, no, Bible study is not over yet, we started late.
啊, 他说没有, 啊, 今天晚上我们特别, 啊, 晚开始这个查经。
Then I told her, I'm very hungry.
啊, 那我跟他讲说我好肚子饿了。
And she said, oh, that's great, because tonight we have special, you know, hot pot, right?
啊, 他跟我讲说, 啊, 没关系, 因为晚上我们有火锅。
And we haven't started yet. If you come, you're definitely going to be on time.
啊, 我们还没有开始, 所以你来的话, 一定是准时开始。
For me, I never say no to free food. Right?
啊, 对我来讲, 有这个火锅, 我不会拒绝的。
Just like last night when we went home, last night I ate 2 big bowl of noodles. Right?
啊, 像昨天晚上寄完之后, 啊, 我回去吃2大碗面。
And my sister keep asking me, are you able to finish that?
Right? 啊, 我的这个姐姐问我说, 你真的能够吃完吗?
Actually, now I eat very little compared to before.
啊, 因为我现在吃的跟过去实在是差得太远了。
So when the sister say hot pot, then my eyes open wide, like, oh, I'll go there for the food, right?
啊, 这个姐妹提到说有火锅, 我眼睛长得很大, 我说好啊, 那我就去了。
So when I went over there,
啊, 我就去参加,
they start to have Bible study.
啊, 他们开始有查经。
The time we're just wondering,
啊, 所以那时候我在想,
really, I have nothing to lose.
啊, 我没有任何可以损失的。
If God really exists in this church,
啊, 都是神真的存在这个教会,
I want to be able to feel Him.
那我应该在这个教会感受到神。
So the time I asked the sister, how do you pray?
啊, 我问这个姐妹说, 那你们是怎么祷告的?
She said, when you pray, just simply, you kneel down.
啊, 所以你祷告的时候就是这样跪下。
And put your hands together.
你把双手合着,
then just say hallelujah.
然后就说哈利路亚,
because hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为哈利路亚就是赞美神。
So during that time,
所以那个时候,
I just say to myself,
我就自己说了,
I really have nothing to lose.
啊, 我也没有任何损失的。
So every night I go to bed, I would pray to God.
啊, 所以每个晚上我要上船之前, 我就向神祷告。
And during that time, Ha was still in France.
啊, 那个时候哈还在法国留学。
So I kneel down and pray.
啊, 我就跪下祷告。
And then almost every night, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, that's all.
啊, 那么每天晚上大概有这样子3到5分钟的祷告。
Then one night I was sleeping.
那么在一天晚上我在睡觉。
And I heard a voice.
听到一个声音。
And it said to me, Woody, get up and pray.
啊, 这个声音跟我讲说, Woody, 你起床来祷告。
The time I was half asleep, I didn't know what I was doing.
那个时候我是半睡半醒, 我不知道我在做什么。
Then the voice said, Woody, get up and pray.
但是这个声音跟我讲说, Woody, 啊, 你起来祷告。
So I got up.
我就起来了。
I kneeled down.
我就跪下。
Put my hands together.
啊, 把双手合着。
And before I, you know, started say hallelujah.
啊, 我开始是 hallelujah.
Before I finish the word hallelujah, then I feel this power came over my head.
啊, hallelujah 还没讲完, 我就感受一股力量, 啊, 就临到我的头上。
Then my tongue started rolling.
然后我的舌头开始剪动。
And during the time I felt that Jesus Christ was right in front of me.
我感觉到主耶稣基督就亲身地站在我前面。
And I feel heat go through my whole body.
啊, 我就感觉到这一股这个热流, 啊, 就侵袭到我整个身体上。
And I was so joyful.
啊, 我是充满了喜乐。
And during time I just felt for the first time in my life I realized God exists.
啊, 这是第一次我在, 一生当中, 啊, 感觉到神存在。
And during time I was very excited.
啊, 那个时候我当然是很激动。
So I called my wife.
我就跟我的女朋友
And I say to her,
我跟她讲,
I say, honey, kneel down and pray.
我说亲爱的你跪下来祷告,
If you will pray, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
你若这样祷告,你也可以体验到圣灵。
And that time I was all crying, things like that.
那个时候我跟她讲的时候一直在哭。
And my wife thought I was like something really seriously wrong.
当时候她听到我这样讲, 认为说很严重的事情发生了。
Since I know her that I don't cry too often.
因为从她认识我, 我从来没有这样哭过。
Especially crying like that.
尤其这一次我哭的这个样子。
So she thought something must have really terribly happened.
所以她想一定是很严重的事情发生。
But I just told her.
但是我告诉她,
kneel down and pray.
跪下来祷告。
And you receive the Holy Spirit.
然后你可以体验到圣灵。
Of course, at the same time, I thought she probably thought I was crazy also.
我在想当时候她听我这样讲也认为大概是我狂了。
So after that, I hung up the phone with her.
然后来我就挂上电话。
Then I called my adopted mother Joyce.
然后我就跟我的养母打电话。
I said, Joyce, kneel down and pray and repent and God will give you the Holy Spirit.
我说养母啊, 你跪下来, 祷告悔改, 那么神会给你圣灵。
And my mother Joyce keeps saying, Rudy, what's the matter with you?
那么养母跟我讲说, 你是什么回事?
What's the matter? You go to bed already.
她说, 你不是上床了吗?
So I went, I didn't know what to do.
我不知道怎么做。
So during that time,
那个时候,
while I was praying to God,
当我向神祷告,
I also heard a voice.
听到一个声音,
say, Rudy, read 1 Peter.
说Rudy, 你读这个彼得前书。
Actually, I have no idea where 1 Peter was back then.
那个时候我不知道彼得前书在哪里。
So I was searching for the Bible.
所以我就开始换圣经。
And finally, I found 1 Peter.
我就找到彼得前书。
When I read 1 Peter,
当我读彼得前书,
and then the word of God became alive.
那么神的话就活现在我面前。
Just like 3D.
就好像是 3D的电影,
it became alive and come into my heart.
这个不仅是活现, 展现在我前面, 而且进到我心里头,
then I realized
我就, 知道了,
that the Bible is the word of God.
这个圣经就是神的话,
and God truly exists.
神真的存在,
so during that time I was very joyful.
所以那个时候我真的是很喜乐,
and I found something that I've been looking for all my life.
因为我找到了, 这个答案, 就是我一生当中所寻求的,
because that was the first time that I completely feel so joyful inside my heart.
因为那时候一生当中真实地感觉到这么的喜乐,
so the time I want to share with my wife.
所以那时候呢, 我就跟我这将来的太太, 跟她分享,
every week after Bible study or any kind of testimony I've heard, I would share with my wife.
所以每个礼拜晚上参加这个查经班之后, 我有任何的感受, 我都会跟他分享。
That was during time of Thanksgiving 1999.
那个是1999年, 在感恩节的前后。
Then my wife, she was going to come back in December for Christmas vacation.
然后呢, 这个我的太太就是在, 当年的这个, 圣诞节的时候, 她要回到美国。
And I remember during that time.
记得那时候。
Because I want to, you know, I haven't seen her for a while.
因为我一段时间没有跟她见面了。
So I want to impress her.
所以我要让她, 这个, 有点感动。
So I went to the stores and buy all different kind of flowers.
所以我到这个花店买各种不同的花。
I think I spent all the money that I had, maybe $350-$400 at that time.
我花尽的所有的钱大概有三四百块钱买花。
And the sister all came to help me too.
所有教会的姐妹也帮我们买花。
So in her room, we put all different kind of flowers there.
所以在她的房间，我们装饰了很多不同的花。
And during that time,
那个时候。
And I went to pick up at the airport.
我就要到这个机场去接他。
And I wore my suit.
我就穿上我的西装。
And I had a rose, a dozen of roses in my hand.
然后呢, 手上拿着一朵玫瑰。
Waiting for her.
在等她。
And then she was walking out of the gate.
她从这个机舱的门出来。
And she told me during that time.
她告诉我那个时候。
When she looked at me.
当她看着我。
Of course she thought I was cute.
她当然觉得我很可爱。
But that was not the main focus.
但不是问题。
She said the main focus that she saw, when she saw me, that I felt she looked, I looked so peaceful.
她说呢, 我看到你的时候, 我觉得你心里都很平静。
Because she knows, you know, for me, how angry I was as a person.
因为她记得我以前, 内心里头充满了很多的怒气。
For me, I was a very angry person.
对于她来讲, 我是个很,
in high school, I also had many fights.
在中学时候常常打架出事。
I remember one time after school.
记得有一次放学,
and I don't know, one of the kids was talking.
当一个, 跟另外一个孩子在讲话。
Then I was just, you know, talking to him because he's also my friend.
我跟他这样讲话, 因为他是我的朋友。
And then the kid tell me, Rudy, shut up.
那他跟我讲说, Rudy, 你住嘴。
So I just went over there and grabbed his head by, you know, grabbed his head by the head and banged him to the desk and knocked him out.
那个时候就抓着他的头来碰这个桌子。
And I remember one time a kid came behind me.
记得还有一些孩子在我的后面。
And then he said, Woody, you want to fight?
跟我讲说, Woody, 你要打架吗?
I just turned around and knocked him out.
我就转过来就把他打倒在地上。
I remember the time I was playing football. I just tell you how violent I was.
This
is all before Christ, right?
跟大家讲就是说过去我是很暴力的人。
I remember the time during football season.
当时在这个球季,
we were practicing.
我们在练球场上练球。
My own teammate, because they are very racist in that time.
那我的那些球员，他们也是很多的种族歧视。
They call me chink or something like that.
他们就会用这种族歧视的字眼来叫我。
So that time I had my cleats on, my football cleats. Football shoe has cleats, right?
那个时候呢，这个是这个足球的鞋子上呢，就是有一个钉子。
And I jumped, kick him in the face.
我就起来就踢他的脸。
But thank God he had his helmet on.
感谢神，就说他也是戴着头盔。So
my cleat stuck in his helmet.
所以呢，我这个鞋的钉子呢，就被他的头盔挡住了。
Then how does he know I'm like this?
所以他知道我就这样子一个。
I remember one time.
蛮有怒气的人。
I was driving.
有一次我在开车。
I look left, I look right.
我看左看右。
I didn't see anybody.
没有看到任何人。
So I look left again.
我再看左。
Then I went out.
那我就出来。
And just happened a kid ride his bicycle, you know, in front of me.
刚好有一个脚踏车插到我前面。
So I hit him with the car.
我用车撞他。
That time Hashi was with me.
那个时候他跟我坐在车上。
So she thought I would go out there and help the kid.
她想说我撞到人应该是车子停下来帮助这个人才对。
But when I went out there, I was swearing him, cursing him why he's in front of my car.
但是呢，我下来就是臭骂这个我撞他脚踏车的人。
And Hashi saw all of this, right?
那么他看到这一幕。
I just hit this kid. I went out, threatened to hurt him even more because he was in my way.
我刚把他撞倒了，但是现在我出去，我还更威胁这个小孩子。
And I remember one time.
还记得有一次。
I parked, you know, next to the Dunkin Donuts.
我刚还在
coffee shop，一个咖啡店的停车场旁边。 And we walked to some other store.
我们走到另外一个店。
When we came back, my car was towed.
那我们回来的时候呢，我车被偷走了。
And I got so upset.
那我就很生气。
And I told her.
我跟她讲。
I say, "Ha, you stay here. I'm going to go burn down the place, right? The tow yard place."
她说你停在这里，我会去那个拖车厂的点火，换把火把他们烧了。
So during time, Ha hear me, she was very scared, right?
所以这哈听到我这样讲，她是很害怕。
But I was pretty much crazy. I was a crazy person.
那个时候我就是充满怒气的一个人。
And Ha knows every time I get mad and start, I would lock myself in a closet.
哈也知道每次我这个怒气。 这个充满内心的时候呢，我会把自己关在这个房间里面。
Why? Because when I get so upset, I blacked out.
因为我会发怒到一个程度呢，我的脑筋会空白。
Why? Because I would be so angry.
因为我是这样子充满怒气。
And she knows I break many doors and stuff like that at home.
她也知道在家里我打破了很多的门窗。
That's all before Christ.
这都是我还没信主之前。
Then when she walked and told me at the airport.
所以但是她在这个机场看到我的时候。
And she saw me smiling.
他看到我满脸微笑。
And she knew that I found something good.
他知道我一定是找到什么好的这个答案。
So the time I brought her to church.
所以我带她来教会。
I remember the first time we went to church, she sat in front.
我记得第一次她到教会，她坐在前排。
And while we were watching the sermon, she fell asleep and she snored. Everybody could hear her.
在听到的时候，她自己这个。 打瞌睡还打呼，大家都听得到。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
And during that time, she, you know, God must have touched her heart.
因为神一定是打动她的心。
Because she did not want to go back to France and study.
因为她不想再回到法国再继续留学了。
She did went back to France.
后来她有回到法国。
Brought all her luggages and come back home.
她到法国就整理了行装，又回到美国来。
During that time, we have a new meaning in our life.
那个时候呢，在我们生活就有一个新的意义。
That is to pursue our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是来寻找、寻求这位真神主耶稣基督。
And during that time,
那一天，那时候。
Then we pursue our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们继续来追求主耶稣基督。
Then I quit my PhD program during that time.
那时候呢，我就把这个博士的这个学位呢，我就放弃了。
I just felt that Christ is so important to me.
我觉得这个基督对我一生来讲更重要。
So as we pursue our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在追求主耶稣的时候，
we got baptized at the same time.
我们同一个时间受洗。
We got married at the same time.
同一个时间这个结婚。
Of course, we get married at the same time. We marry one another, right?
就结婚了。
And then for our honeymoon, we went to NYTS for 2 weeks.
那我们的这个蜜月旅行是参加全国青年的神学讲习会两个礼拜。
And from then on,
从那个时候开始,
we feel so joyful.
我们非常喜乐。
And we hope that this joy, the joyfulness that we have inside heart also be for our family.
那我们愿意这个内心的喜乐也成为我们家人的喜乐。
Yes, most of us, we always pursue for the things that's in this world.
因为我们常常所追求的这个就是这个今生的一切。
But it doesn't matter how rich we become.
不管是我们怎样的富有。
No money can fulfill our hearts.
没有任何这个钱财所买的东西 no matter how famous we become. 不管是我们怎样成名。
This fame can never fulfill our hearts.
这个成名也不会来充满我们的内心。
So that's why we need to seek for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须要来 寻找主耶稣基督。
And now Ha and I,
那现在哈跟我,
even though our place is not too big,
我们住的地方不是很大,
but this week we have 15 people inside the house.
但是这个周末我们有15个人住在我们的房子里面。
We're all very joyful.
那我们每个人都很喜乐。
Just like last night, we stayed up late just talking about our family, right? My family, they're all crazy. So.
那昨天晚上我们很晚, 还没睡, 跟我们家人, 这个聚会,
but through this craziness, they bring us closer together.
那大家谈得非常的喜乐, 因为这样子, 那我们全家都在一起,
and through this craziness, that's why we're able to laugh and feel joyful together.
那因为这个从事这个旧情, 所以呢, 我们是充满的这欢笑,
and it's nothing else for me want more in life.
那这就是我生活当中所想最想要有的。
Except for my family also to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我就希望我所有的家人都能够来相信接受主耶稣基督。
This is my journey of faith.
这就是我信仰的旅程。
And we hope that one day they also will be able to testify their journey of faith.
我希望我的家人每一个人, 在不久的将来, 也可以见证他们每一个人信仰的旅程。
Because one day God also will bring them to know him.
因为终有一天, 神也会带领他们每一个人来相信他。
And there's a time they will feel peace and joy always.
那个时候我们就是永远感觉到平安喜乐。
Even though we are not the richest person,
虽然说我们不是最富有的,
but we are always rich in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在主里头我们总是富有。
So I pray and hope that my family, all my family also come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以也祷告, 祈求神感动, 我所有的家人都能够来信主。
So praise and thank God.
感谢神。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们站立, 现在唱一首诗。
Let's sing 118.
118首.
118.
118首.